Tony Barron just passed away January 29th, 2022. And just amazing albums, the two of them put together, Roberts and Barron. We're going to be celebrating birthdays in just a moment. A few other correct answers. Good morning to Larry and Bree. They both were playing along this morning. Sharon got the correct answer. Words are her thing, you know. Bill in Stanton Heights reminds us that Dewey, Cheatham and Howe is the law firm of choice. Jim and Crafton Heights came up with the correct answer as well. Bell, Polk and Hyde could be an interesting law firm too. If you have a birthday today or one coming up, maybe somebody sent it in for us to mention. Well, you're about to find out. And if you've got a birthday today or in the week ahead, and you'd like us to mention it, you can give us a quick call at 412-200-5975, and we'll get it on for you, 412-200-5975. And today's birthdays begin with Ethne of Grove City from Dad Vincent, June 11th today. Also, Nora of Evan City from Mom and Dad, and John of Scott Township from wife Sandy and daughter Adrienne. Tomorrow we have Chris of Crabtree, Old Crabtree, from Donna, Ralph, and us. Happy birthday, Chris. My goodness, it's the last of a decade for you. Anna of Callery, Pennsylvania, from your family, and Addie of East Deer celebrates tomorrow. Happy birthday, Addie, from husband John and your whole family. Tyler of McKeesport, Grandma Teresa wishes you a happy birthday on June 13th. That's Monday. Also, Michaela in Fairfax Station, Virginia, from us as well as your folks. Maya of Squirrel Hill and our pal Joe Kennedy celebrates on June 13th. On the 14th, we have Robbie from your family, Karen of Allison Park, Lark of Point Breeze, Barbara from Allen, Mark of Halsopple, Pennsylvania, and a happy anniversary to Victor and Jennifer from Marissa and Noel. On the 15th, Wednesday, Verity of Shadyside celebrates. Hello, Charlotte. And all of your family wish you a happy birthday. Karen of Sealy and Opal, from Brian, Russell, Matthew, Ken, Margarita, Alicia, and Robert. Also, happy birthday to Caitlin from sister Brianna and parents Kelly and Mark on June 15th, as well as Aunt Chris of Finleyville, from Michael of South Park. On the 16th, we have Barry from Michelle, Joel of Pleasant Unity, Michaela from Nancy, Lou from Maureen, Sam, Sarah. And finally, on the 17th, we have Ian from Jack and Lauren of East Liberty from Mom Karma. Those on June 17th.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed government-dispatched employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations, plus streaming services everywhere, including sobradio.org/radio.
The best friend that you ever had. There'll come a time. Don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you go lonely, your heart will break like mine. You'll miss me only after you're gone, after you're gone away.
There you've got the Hot Club of Cowtown at the Saturday Light Brigade. And welcome to this hour. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Thank you to Ed Post for featuring the Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors program on June 6th, 2022. Their article mentions our work to engage youth as they explored Remake Learning Days 2022 and created media documenting their journey. You can see more by going to Ed Post's website. Remake Learning and SLB are proud to collaborate on that. We have a similar collaboration coming up with the Allegheny Regional Asset District. It's called RADCAST. If you are a teen or if you know one, we hope that you'll consider getting engaged or letting somebody know that they can get engaged in RADCAST, a brand new podcast series exploring Allegheny County regional assets. Teen reporters will receive stipends and professional credit as they work alongside peers and our staff in our brand new Youth Media Center. Applications are due this Monday, June 13th. But they're easy to complete. Just go to slbradio.org/apply. slbradio.org/apply.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Flag Day is June 14th, this coming Tuesday. I don't know about you, but if you told me it was March, I would believe it. It seems like the year has been moving quite fast. Pittsburgh public schools ending last week. Most schools out by now. Are you ready to play Guess Who? Our initials this week are AP. AP, that's A as in Aspinwall. And P as in Pittsburgh. AP. We have one particular person in mind. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Somebody living or no longer living. Could be a man or a woman. Maybe it's somebody from history or sports or music or theater or literature. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you've heard before. You can guess as many times as you would like. The initials A-P. A-P. 412-200-5975. Kathy in Youngstown just guessed Arnold Palmer. That's a great guess. but it's not it. 412-200-5975. Jim in Pleasant Gap has a guess of Arnold Palmer. Actress Anna Paquin, hopefully I'm getting that correct, it's not her, that's from Nick in New York City. Good morning to Chaplain Steve. He says Azalea, comma, Pink. Mick has Ann Page and also Alan Parsons. Great guesses all, but not the answer we are looking for yet. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping to hear from you. 412-200-5975.
I wanna make you hit Riverdale. Mercedes, cellular phones, 20-room house, but we're never at home. The money rolls in, we spend every dime, but we never get to spend any quality time. Big city life keeps us rushing around. We gotta small up and simple down. It's early morning meetings and late night meals. Open that briefcase and close that deal. Gridlock in the daily grind. Got a piece of the rock, but no peace of mind. It's time to turn every last thing around. We got a small up and simple down. Get off of this merry-go-round. Get our feet back on the ground. Just find a little one-horse town. Small up and simple down.
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. AP are the initials we are playing with. Guess who this morning? Alberto Pulyos just guessed by Gerald in Indiana, PA. Anthony Perkins guessed by Linda. Annie Potts by Nick in New York City. That's a great guess. Amy Poehler from Bruce and Ingram, also Al Pacino and A.P. Carter. I thought of A.P. Carter right away, too. Not Alan Page from Linda. Stu has Amanda Palmer. Patrick in South Park has Andre Previn. Great guess. And that gets us up to date. 412-200-5975. Jim in Crafton Heights is here. Hey, Jim.
Ah, good morning.
Hi, thanks for hanging on. You've got some guesses.
Sure, sure. Yeah, Alan Parsons.
That's somebody, a couple other people guessed, not him. I always think of
Alan Parsons.
Those long instrumentals with him. Not him.
Mm-hmm. And the director, Alan Parker.
Not him. Who else do you have?
Augusto Pinochet.
Oh, what a great guess. You've got good ones. No.
And, but honestly, the very first one I thought of was Ann Page.
That's who I thought of. It's not Ann Page. But
Ann Page, the old store brand from the A&P store.
Yes, Ann Page. It's a good thing A&P had such easy initials to deal with. There was another one, too. I can't think. It's not coming to me. I want to say Jane somebody. But no, not Ann Page.
Not Ann Page. Oh, well.
Nick just guessed.
Those are mine.
Alfred Pennyworth. Pennyworth was Batman's butler's last name. Alfred Pennyworth. But not him. Well, we'll see. Hopefully we'll come up with it. Nobody's got it so far. So.
All right. Well, I'll keep thinking.
Thanks. Thanks for checking in.
Bye.
Well, the guesses are still coming in. We don't have a correct answer yet. A-P are the initials. And I see Bill has a guess of Amanda Peet. It's not Amanda Peet. Nor is it the Associated Press. Russ mentions that. Not Arthur Penn or Alfred Pennyworth, both from Nick. Russ has Amy Poehler, Al Pacino, Andre Previn. It's not Anthony Perkins or Annie Potts or Amy Poehler, Alan Page. I've mentioned a lot of these already. Alan Parsons. Good morning to Mick in St. Clair. And also hello to Jim in Pleasant Gap and Kathy in Youngstown. AP, the initials that we are playing with, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Not Alan Pinkerton. Sarah guessed the Scottish Cooper in McCandless, and Nick made the same guess before. I'm trying to decide whether I should give you a hint yet or not. What I'll do is take a look and see how the guesses are coming in over on Facebook, and then if we don't have anybody close to the correct answer, I'll give you a hint. 412-200-5975. This is my browsing over to Facebook music. Let's see. Amy Poehler, Arthur Pendragon, Andy Partridge, Amanda Peel. So we don't have a correct answer there yet. Let's see. Our answer is most associated with the world of film. Our answer is most associated with the world of film. If not exclusively so. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good morning to Andrew and Cal, and also to Mike. AP, the initials. This has been a tough Guess Who so far. I think it's a name you'll definitely know. Nick just guessed Aubrey Plaza. Not Aubrey. And here comes Kim in Knox. Kim, it's so nice to hear from you. Kim has a guess of Anthony Perkins. That fits in with the clue I just gave you, but not Anthony Perkins. So I did tell you it's somebody from the world of film. I'll now tell you that we're looking for a fictitious AP.
All right, now this is a song about phonograph records. Records in the sun, they'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun, they get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. Don't leave your records in the sun. the warp, and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play. No more.
John Hartford. And I think we have one correct answer so far. David in the East End. Good morning, David. Thank you for being with us. You may be the only one with the AP that we're looking for this morning. Person's first name is also the person, or the name, I should say, of a brand of bleach and a town in Texas. Here's Eileen with a guess of Al Pacino. And that's the only new guess that's come in, with the exception of the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Kathy, glad you enjoyed hearing from John Hartford this morning. Lots of great guesses coming in. We'll reveal the correct answer in just a couple of minutes. 412-200-5975. We'd love to have you join us on the radio. AP, the initials. And I did tell you it's a fictitious character, and the fictitious character is associated with the world of film. I'm not sure I can give you any more hints at this stage of the game. 412-200-5975. It is a male. We have a man of mystery, in fact, this morning. And given our online presence, we have an international man of mystery. Andre Previn and Alexander Pushkin, just guessed by Chaplain Steve. Those are great guesses. We also finally have a correct answer from Russ to go along with David in East End. Russ is in Kang, or King, North Carolina. King, pronounced Kang, as a native. And Ty and Squirrel Hill got it, as did Nick in New York City and Kathy in Youngstown. And Mike, as I mentioned, got it. We were looking for Austin Powers. Austin Powers, the secret agent played by Mike Myers in the eponymous films. Austin Powers. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with him. This was a tough one this morning. Austin Powers. And Jeff in State College says, yeah, baby. Well done, Jeff. And Jim in Crafton Heights got it, as did Bruce in Ingram, and Aileen in Maine, and Martha and Phil came up with the correct answer there in Stanton Heights, And Ariane, I think it's Ariane, in Cheswick. Might be Ian. Well done. Austin Powers is who we were looking for. More fun to come after a short break. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, KRDP, Indie Community Radio, Phoenix, Arizona, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542, Tune In, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus slbradio.org/radio.
So, lift your sleeping head. Wake up, so, lift your sleeping head. The sun is on the rise now, and the moon about to go. Yesterday is over, and tomorrow we don't know. So, wake up, so. Time to start the show. Time to start the show. We got things to do. We got places to be seen. We got things to do. We got places to be seen. Nighttime is the right time, and you got to get your rest. For the playtime in the daytime, that's the time we love the best. So wake up, so, and leave your little nest. Leave your little nest. Why, oh, why would you stay inside and hide away? When the sky is bright and full of life for you today. Listen what I said. Wake up, so. Listen what I said. Yesterday is over, tomorrow we don't know. Get yourself together, 'cause it's time to start the show. Wake up, so. Wake up, little so. Wake up, little so. Wake up, little so. It's time to start the show. Time to start the show. Time to start that show. Time to start that show. Time to start that show. Start that show.
That is Ben Sidran's son, a talent in his own right. His name is Leo. If you were with us just a few moments ago, we had a great game of Guess Who. Austin Powers is who we were looking for. Charlie got the correct answer, too. Hello to Linda and Andrew, playing along at Facebook. We try to acknowledge everybody who plays along and interacts with us. Sometimes we might let a few fall in between the cracks. We have a game coming up that was inspired by Bill in Stanton Heights and Mike in Mars. And the fact that we were talking about law firms with names like Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, and other triplets, so to speak. And you'll have a chance to play along with us coming up in this segment of SLB.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Learn about upcoming guests and features first by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our free email newsletter. To subscribe, visit slbradio.org/subscribe. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing at slbradio.org/subscribe.
A quick note, if you are a teen or if you know of a teen looking for a great opportunity this summer, SLB is currently seeking teen reporters for Radcast, a podcast series exploring Allegheny County regional assets. Teen reporters will receive stipends and professional credit as they work alongside peers and SLB staff in our new Youth Media Center. No experience required. Apply by June 13th at slbradio.org/apply. We are going to give you clues now, and the answer to our clues is always going to be a trio of things. Three things in our answer. The trick is they're all going to rhyme with each other. So, for example, if I gave you the clue a fedora, a feline, and a friendly dialogue. A fedora, a feline, and a friendly dialogue. Do you know it? That would be a hat, a cat, and a chat. A hat, a cat, and a chat. Makes sense? That's the way this game works. So can you try to give me the answer to this one? A rodent, an abode, and a top. A rodent, an abode, and a top. 412-200-5975. Would you like one more to think about, too? So we have a rodent, an abode, and a top. How about this one? A baby bird, a pen, and a movie. A baby bird, a pen, and a movie. And you can call with the correct answer or text it. You also can try to give us a triplet of your own. Remember that each set of words, they almost rhyme with each other, just like a hat, a cat, and a chat, a rodent and a bode, and a top, and then our second one, a baby bird, a pen, and a movie. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Jim just noted that the Three Stooges had a law firm called Grab 'em, Fleece 'em, and Run. Kathy in Youngstown came up with it, at least one of them. A rodent and a bode and a top is a mouse, a house, and a blouse. A mouse, a house, and a blouse. Aline in Maine also came up with that. And I gave a second one, a baby bird, a pen, and a movie. Alan came up with a chick, a bick, and a flick. And Kathy got that one, too. So let's give you another one now to work on. Again, they all need to rhyme. Each answer needs to rhyme. Maybe part of a road, sometimes done on the road and used by a judge. Maybe part of a road, sometimes done on the road and used by a judge. That's one that we'll give you. And here is something found in a restaurant, found in a book, and found on a can. Found in a restaurant, found in a book, and found on a can. 412-200-5975. Good luck. We'd love to hear from you at SLB. Jim in Pleasant Gap just got chick, bick, and flick. Well done. So did Chaplain Steve. He also got mouse, house, and blouse.
Walk right in, set right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Walk right in, set right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind? Walk right in. Set right down, baby, let your hair hang.
rooftop singers at the Saturday Light Brigade and the Walk Right In. And a number of answers are coming in, but I don't want to steal Bruce's thunder as he is about to join us now. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing beautifully. It's hard to believe we're here having the second Saturday of June already. Time just has been flying, hasn't it?
It certainly has. I was just telling Ricky, Kenny Chesney will be in town today.
Oh, no.
On the north side.
Oh, no. Run away. Nothing against Mr. Chesney, but the north side becomes an absolute crazy place when Kenny comes to visit.
It is. I remember one time I was over there, I got a parking ticket in the morning, and it was, they said, no parking on stadium event. I think it was at 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, what stadium event? And they said, Kenny Chesney's in town. I'm like, isn't that like tonight?
Well, I would fight it because Heinz Field is not called a stadium, and PNC Park is not called a stadium. So,
ooh, I should take Noam Chomsky with me as my defensive partner.
Indeed. It's exactly who you would need. The linguistic stylings of Noam Chomsky to fight that ticket. Honestly, I'm not quite sure. Are we all supposed to be aware of stadium event days?
I don't know. They had a sign up that said stadium event. I mean, I always think of Steeler games. I don't really think of anything else.
But when I see, loading only or unloading, you never know what one could be loading or unloading. It might be mentally unloading, you know. Or, yes, I parked here. I'm loading. I'm just not doing it right now.
I'm loading up on food.
Yes. Well, let's see. Which ones do you have here, or do you have some for me?
I got the one. Well, I have one of each. The one you had was found in a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Found in the book and found on a can.
I almost forgot about that one. What are those?
Well, I got found in a restaurant table.
Mm-hmm.
Found in the book, fable.
Fable.
Found on a can, label.
Very good. So table, fable, and label. Did you get maybe part of a road, sometimes done on the road?
Oh. Gravel, travel, what was the last one?
Used by a judge.
Gavel.
Gavel, well done.
I actually had the first two, but I missed the second clue.
Easy to do.
And I have one for you.
Okay, I'm going to try my best.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm listening with all my earful listening capability.
Okay, automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Bistro.
Hmm.
Luminous sphere. Void.
Luminous sphere.
Automobile,
okay.
Bistro, luminous spheroid.
Oh, I think I got it. Is it car, bar, and star?
You are correct, sir.
I am. I was a little concerned about...
Give yourself a charge.
I just did bar, star, and car. How about this one, a Coke? This one's hard. A Coke, a signal, and a place to skate.
Oh, a Coke, a signal. Drink. What was the second one?
A signal.
Let's see. Drink.
The signal is the
drink.
Hardest part.
Signal. Let's see, drink something, rink, signal. Oh, man, I don't know.
Not a nudge. A wink.
A wink.
That's it. That's exactly it. Chaplain Steve just gave me Northeastern State, European Nation, and Traveling Vehicle.
Oh, boy. Let me see. Northeastern State.
European Nation. Traveling Vehicle.
Ooh, I got it.
Oh, Spain Plane.
Right.
Northeastern State. Oh, Maine. Maine.
Right.
Maine, Spain, and Plane. I like
it. I actually had Train, but...
Oh, Train.
Well, they're both traveling vehicles.
Yeah, either of those. I'll bet he might have made Train. might have been either works. I like it. Few other
judges,
correct answers
judges
coming
say
in.
Good.
And
all right.
Mike just got a drink, a wink, and a rink. So
this is a good game.
I thank you. We'll talk to you soon. And here, let's try this one. On a face, on a vine, on Broadway. On a face, on a vine, and on Broadway. And we'll add to that a box, a number, and a worm. A box, a number, and a worm. 412-200-5975. Mike also had Maine, Spain, and a plane. And Bonnie also had Label, Table, and Fable. Well done, Bonnie. Oh, she had Travel, Gravel, and Gavel as well. We'll give you some music to think by. The ones we have out now are On a Face, on a Vine, on Broadway, and a box, a number, and a worm.
A big warning screen. I called up a guy at tech support and said, tell me, what does it mean? He says, you need an upgrade. You need an upgrade. I said, I only had the thing about 18 months. He said, you gotta get it up to speed at once. You need an upgrade. You know, I got all my favorite music on vinyl, tape, and CD. Now they want to make me burn them, and I got to put them on MP3. And they call it an upgrade, say it's an upgrade. Progress, well that's what they call it. Just stand in line and bring your wallet. It's an upgrade. It's bigger, it's better, it's the latest thing. It's our reason for living. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Like picking a scab, we can't leave it alone. We need a new iPod and a new cell phone. That's right. Well, I came home from work on Tuesday, the same guy I was Monday night. But my woman was bored and restless, and I could tell something wasn't right. My baby needs an upgrade, says she needs an upgrade. Man, I was last week was fine, but something on Oprah done changed her mind. She needs an upgrade. 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 Upgrade. Gotta upgrade.
Bup, 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 ba-da, ba-da, bup. A little bit like the Jordanaires there. That's Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. We're looking to see if... I don't think we have a correct answer to the current puzzles that are out. A box, a number, and worms. Any idea? Or on a face, on a vine, on Broadway. These are all single-syllable words in both sets of triplets. So we'll leave that open for you for just a little bit. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Thanks for kind words from our audience at 91.1 FM WSHA Grove City. We're happy to have you tuned in today. I'll give you one more. A ride, a boastful person and an appliance of ride. Oh, actually, that should be a ride, a bragging person, and an appliance. A ride, a bragging person, and an appliance. We'll answer those two shortly, or those three. Alan has a nose, a rose, and shows. That was our answer for On Your Face, on a Vine, and on Broadway. Jim in Crafton Heights just gave me these clues. A quick peek, a revolutionary ally, and a dream state. I love those three. That would be a glance, France, and a trance, right? A glance, trance, or France and trance. That's got to be correct. Thank you, Jim. Jim also came up with coaster, booster, and toaster for a ride, someone who brags, and an appliance. Nick knew a nose, a rose, and shows. So we're left with one at the end of it all. A box, a number, and a worm. A box, a number, and a worm. Somebody just... this person's text ends in 1-9. Ned Flanders, wife and kids. I think that's Maude, Todd, and Rod from The Simpsons. Oh, Nick has roadster, boaster, and toaster. That's a great answer. For the first one, for a ride, I was thinking of coaster, like a roller coaster, and an amusement park ride, but roadster is just fine. And Gerald in Indiana. Gerald, I'm glad you got this. He knew that a box, a number, and a worm is crate, 8, and bait. Aline and Jim also knew coaster, booster, toaster. And Nick also came up with crate, 8, and bait. A lot of fun playing together today. Thank you for sharing your answers with us. Coming up, more fun. We are going to have a Youth Express segment that includes a pianist from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, as well as a conversation about climate action. And in our 11 o'clock hour today, we have a singer-songwriter, Arisi Watt. She was here last night at Mr. Small's Theater in Millvale. That'll all be right after a story from the WQED Write On Writers contest. Oh, we also have a feature on some very talented students from Jeanette High School, who are going straight to the world of work. I think you'll find the story to be quite interesting. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, KRDP Indie Community Radio in Phoenix, Loudspeaker One in Fort Collins, TuneIn Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio. Now it's time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. This one is called My Future from Claire, who is a second grader.
My name is Claire. I'm 7 years old, and I live in San Ramon, California. The name of my story is My Future. When I grow up, I want to be the first USA woman president in history. I will make many wonderful changes to make my country more beautiful than before. To become president, I'll become a lawyer first. It is very important to understand the law and its implications. It also helps me to build up connections with other lawyers, politicians, and judges. In addition, being a lawyer helps me with arguing and debating. When I finally become president, the first thing I would do will be to ban pollution. I'll ban single-use plastic products. I will restrict the product standard and increase taxes for plastic products. Finally, I will encourage alternatives and boost incentive programs. Secondly, I will bring an equal opportunity to everyone to have an education. For those low-income families, the government will provide free education. There will be various scholarships for those hard-working children. Last but not least, during my term, there will be no war and fighting because there is no true winner in front of lost human lives. There are many other things that I would like to make changes and improvements. However, as a second grader, I'll work hard and follow my daily routine. And one day, I know that I will make my dream come true.
That's Claire, and I can see why her story was one of the honorees in the WQED Writers Contest. More stories next week, one at 7, one at 10.
Song, redneck thing, crying and singing, and having a time.